All right, hi everybody, and welcome to Lecture 79 in this American History program of History at Our House for the elementary class. We are now going to begin our review for Test 5. And just a reminder of a few things, and then some tips about the way that things are going to work in Test 5. So, one general thing about the course is that there are 6 tests per year. So this is 5 of 6. We're getting close to the end here. You will have one test at the end of May, basically, will be the last of our tests. And so this is test 5. And this, of course, then is a test week, meaning that today is our review. And then tomorrow, and you will receive the test preparation sheets today. So if you notice, if you go to the class webpage, whether it's lower or upper L, you'll see our history through art from last week, and then you'll see week 29, and you'll see that the class notes are available. And immediately after class today, you will see a link to the test preparation sheets. I didn't put them yet because I didn't want them to be a distraction in class. But immediately after class, they are already there and the web pages will be updated with those. And then you will begin your test preparation and you will have 3 days to do it. There's only one thing that's a little bit different about test 5 than previous tests. And that is that tomorrow's class will not be on test 5. So we often, when we have a test, the Tuesday class is also part of the test. It just takes time for, the Tuesday class is usually part of the test, and you receive new class notes also for that, but you will not this time. So you will see that the class notes that you have now, that's where the test ends, with the Industrial Revolution. Okay, so you have everything you need now for the test prep. And today we will go through the class notes of week 25, 26, 27, and 28. And that's it. That's what's on the test. It's a little bit of a shorter set of weeks and a shorter bit of material. Tomorrow, we're going to do kind of an anchor fact review and preview of the end of the course, but that's not going to be on the test. Okay, so that's a little bit different. And then, as you know, History Through Art moves to Wednesday to give you that extra day of preparation, and then Thursday is the test preparation class. Okay, questions or comments about that? All right, so then what we're going to do today is kind of our traditional approach. We're going to go through the class notes, which will give us one more opportunity to really get this material down, including some of those really big, important ideas that we keep going back over, and, well, because we need to, because they are new concepts, they are new ideas, and they're challenging ones. So it's good for us to go over them more than once. So what we're going to do here is we're going to use the lower L class notes to remind ourselves of these really crucial ideas and, of course, of the major events that are part of our story. So the first thing that's going to be on the test, other than your anchor facts, is, of course, this problem of slavery. And the problem was that in America you have a country of rights, but the whole world is full of slavery. So how do you really have a country of rights? You've got to get rid of slavery. Eventually, you've got to fight it. You've got to get rid of it. But it's not easy to do. And so you have this set of laws that's created that includes the southern states. And because you needed to have them in there. But you still want to get rid of slavery. So how do you do it? That is our problem. And as we're going to see, or as we have seen, right, it was never solved. Not every problem can be solved, at least not in a civilized manner. So the key word here is this word. Why is that the key word in the problem of slavery? First of all, that's a tough question because you have to actually first know what the word is, right? So, what is the word amendment? What is an amendment, Patrick?
Well, amendment means addition.
An amendment means an addition, okay? And specifically here, we are discussing the concept of an amendment to
The Constitution,
which means the laws of the United States. Why was that such a problem, Abby?
Well, because there wasn't a supermajority to agree. To make an amendment to the Constitution, you needed a supermajority.
Okay. Somebody, Abby just used a great word, but we better make sure everybody knows what it is. So somebody else tell me what a supermajority is and give me an example. Of which, well, there are different examples right here on the sheet in front of you. What is a supermajority? Jack?
A very, very high percentage.
Be careful. You're in a bid to get it right, you exaggerated. So, it doesn't have to be a very, very high. Does it have to be 99, Jack? 99%? No. Okay. So tell me, Jack, what's the smallest supermajority?
Well, right there it says 2/3.
Okay, that is small, true enough, but could it be smaller? What about 6 out of 10? Isn't that a supermajority?
Yeah.
Yeah, it pretty much is. I mean, this is the tricky point, Jack. It's actually good that you brought it up, that it has to be very, very big. Because it's actually not, I mean, a majority. Jack, how would you define a majority?
Over 50%.
Over 50. Okay, so just 50 are up. So 2/3 is a majority, isn't it? And so is 99%. So those are all majorities. So anything more than 50% is a majority. But then we have this idea, well, okay, we need more than 50%. We're going to make the number higher. We're going to make the requirement higher. So we call that a supermajority. And, well, our best example here is 2/3 at least. And a fraction that's higher than a half, right? It has to be bigger, but there's no definition. Like, majority just means 50% plus one. But there's no real definition for a supermajority. It depends how super you want to make it. So if 2/3 wasn't good enough, what would you do? What would you say if you want to really super make it hard to change the Constitution? What would you do instead of 2/3? What would be harder than 2/3 of the states? Is this too hard of a question? 3/3, says Jeremy. No, we don't have to work with thirds here. What's another fraction that would be bigger than than 2/3? You guys must know your manipulatives where you cut up a pizza into a bunch of pieces. 2/3. Jack says 3/4. Somebody give me another one. What's another fraction that's more than 2/3? Seven thirteenths is less than 2/3. Wyatt, what's another good one? Oh, Wyatt, you got the old sound issue going on. All right, Nemo, what's another one?
5/6.
5/6, that's a good one. Yeah, right. And, well, normally a pizza is divided up into 8 pieces. So how many would you need to have a supermajority when you're eating pizza? 8 pieces. Would have to be more than 4/8, right? Maybe you guys don't know your fractions very well. Okay. 5/8, 6/8, 7/8. Boy, that would be when you're really eating all the pizza, right? Okay. That's what happens in my house. I eat all the pizza. 7/8. Okay. No, just kidding. Okay. So we have amendment to the Constitution requires a supermajority. 2/3 in this particular case. All right. So then, because of that, what happened? Every time that the states grew, there were more and more of them. What did they work so hard to do, which was kind of sad? What did the leaders of the United States do as the United States grew? More states were being added. Somebody read this for me. This is lower L, so read point 2 from lower L, please. Let's have a reader. All right, Dana, please.
Each time a fifth state would be added, a slave state would be added also. This kept a balance between them and the Senate.
Okay, a balance. A balance between them. Why did they keep a balance, Dana?
Well, so that the number of slave states would be equal to the number of the states that don't allow slave states.
Okay, but why would you want to do that? Is that gonna help you get rid of slavery, Dana?
No.
No, that's not. So what's it gonna help you to do then?
To keep slavery?
Yeah, unfortunately. Now why would you wanna keep slavery? This is wrong now. Wait a minute. If we're keeping a balance, aren't we making a mistake? We're supposed to be getting rid of it. Why were they keeping it? Remember the reason why. Why did they want to keep slavery? Why did they want to keep it, Abby?
Well, because it had been normal for about 3,000 years.
Yes, but in America, where now there is the idea of rights, that's not normal anymore. So why keep it?
Well, because if they just get rid of it, that's going to create a problem because the states that make slavery legal and like slavery are going to get mad at them and are going to make it hard for them and they're probably going to try to declare a war. Or
okay, Abby's absolutely on the right track. I want somebody else to tell me what is the word for the states sticking together. What is it that slavery was? Why did people continue to have slavery in America? Because they wanted. Give me one word here. Walker?
No work.
Oh, no, no, that's not it. What did Americans everywhere want? Something here that I'm looking for. Wyatt?
Union,
exactly. To keep the states together. The only way to keep them together was to not make those slaveholders angry. Isn't that sad? But over time, that's not true anymore. The United States is getting stronger. It's independent. So it's time to get rid of it. But sadly, now the leaders in America were not as good as the founding fathers. They did not have the courage to do that. So we're going to see that the compromises keep going. So, first important one. First really important story in terms of the growth of slavery, the Missouri Compromise of 1820. Missouri is coming in as a slave state. What's going to happen at the same time as Missouri enters as a slave state? It's going to be a compromise, but it's going to be a better compromise than later ones. What's going to happen, Patrick?
A new free state, Maine, would be broken off from Massachusetts.
Okay, so you add Missouri and you add Maine. All right, the balance is maintained. But is it? Hopefully not. Is this still a balance? Are we still making that kind of mistake where we're keeping a balance or not? What's this last point C here? All the remaining territory to the north of Missouri was off limits. Is that still a balance? Rosetta?
No, it's not.
No, hopefully not, right? Hopefully that's so much territory now where slavery can't go. We can stop it, maybe. We hope, right? Well, unfortunately, the Union kept on growing in a way that did not allow that to be stopped. So, yes, we get people who are abolitionists, and this is wonderful. Who are the abolitionists? Right there. Pretty straightforward. Abolitionists are? Rosetta?
Speakers against slavery.
Right. Good. Okay. Those are your own words, which is excellent. So people who wanted to abolish. That's where we get the word abolition. Abolitionists come from abolish, which means to do what? What does it mean to abolish something? Patrick, what does
get
it mean
rid
to,
of.
To get rid of? Good. Okay, to end, to bring an end to, right? Why? Why did they want to get rid of slavery? Well, what did it mean to be an abolitionist? Why would they do that? Why would they be so feel so strongly about it? Look at that. William Lloyd Garrison made a newspaper called The Liberator. That's a great word right there. Why did they want to get rid of slavery? Abolitionists. Come on, you guys. You're supposed to know why you have to get rid of slavery. This is not a hard question. It doesn't matter if it's everywhere in the world. Why do we have to get rid of it, Jennifer?
Because it's evil.
Exactly. It is wrong. Right. Exactly. So, it doesn't matter if other people think it's fine. They're wrong. It is wrong. So you've got, in life, you've got to know what's right and wrong, and you've got to be against what's wrong. That's what abolitionists are. That's why they're so important to the story. And Abraham Lincoln is going to be one of them. He's going to say, this slavery thing is terrible. But he's still going to say, well, I'm the president and there's nothing I can do about it because of the Constitution and the rules we have for changing it, which is pretty sad. Okay, what does Texas joining the Union have to do with this problem? Texas joins the Union. What does it have to do with slavery? Abby?
Going to become a slave state.
Okay, it's a slave state by itself. Is that the only thing that is important as far as Texas is concerned? In what other way is Texas an important state at this time anyway? Abby?
Well, it's probably going to, adding Texas is going to create another compromise to maintain this balance, which is going to give a free state to the Union.
Maybe, right. You could imagine there would be a Texas compromise, although there wasn't. So that's kind of interesting. But what I'm trying to get you guys to see is that Texas is connected to this, is connected to this. Who can make a connection between Texas joins the Union and California joins the Union? Are those just two separate states? They're just, you know, they're in different places. Are those just two separate things, or is there a connection between Texas and California? I'll give you a hint. There's a connection. So, no more 50-50 here. There's a connection. What is it? Texas joins the Union, dot, dot, dot. Therefore, California joins the Union. So, how does that work? The dot, 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 therefore part. Wyatt?
They are both formed from territories that Mexico once owned.
Okay, true enough. So there's a very specific link here. You're right, Wyatt, and that's a good connection. So Texas was once part of Mexico, becomes part of the United States. And then what?
then Texas says we want to have slavery, and California says we don't.
Oh, no, that's not the... No, no, what I'm saying is I'm trying to get you to see the link in history. Texas joins the Union, and then Mexico's upset, and what is there? I'm highlighting it on the screen here.
The Mexican-American War.
There you go. And in that war, Mexico loses the... Highlighting again.
Mexican
secession. Not secession. Watch out, Wyatt. What is a session? Somebody help Wyatt. What's a session instead of a secession? Ooh, those are two related words, aren't they? What is a session instead of a secession? That's a good one. To cede something is to give it up. So, the Mexican give up. What did they give up? I'm trying to lead you through this. Okay, I'll let Rosetta answer. What did they give up?
California.
Yeah, along with other things. Okay? So that's the link. That's the connection. Texas joins. Then there's a war with Mexico. And Mexico loses more territory, so California is able to join. So that was definitely a good thing because California entered as slave state, free state. Which one? Rosetta?
Free state.
Free state. Okay, good. But, uh-oh, Compromise of 1850 involves this important idea. What was popular sovereignty? Patrick?
First of all, it was a bad idea.
Okay, it was a bad idea, true, but I need you to tell me what it is. So it's good you remember it's bad, but what is it?
It's like a non-slave and slave state.
Okay, you're on the right track. Mm-hmm. It means that it's kind of up in the air whether or not you're going to get slavery. What's going to determine whether or not you're going to have slavery there? It's simple. What's going to determine it? Abby?
Democracy. The people are going to vote.
Yeah, the people are going to vote on it. So this is one of the most important examples of what democracy is. And it's so funny. We got presidents running around saying, America's a democracy today. And America has always been a democracy. It's not. America is a country of individual rights. Now, when you get that right completely, you can't vote on certain things. It's not possible because the law protects your rights. And that means it doesn't matter if you have a supermajority or anything. You cannot do certain things. But in a democracy, you vote. And if you want slavery, you can have it. That's democracy. People vote, and if they vote for slavery, then they have it. So this is a really important moment in history here to help people get clear on the words they use. Democracy means you vote on whatever you want. Popular sovereignty, if you want slavery, you can have it. So, what can protect people's freedom? Does voting protect people's freedom? Not necessarily. What do you gotta have? What do you have to have to be free? You have to have rights that nobody can take away from you. Nobody, not the majority and not the supermajority. It doesn't matter if it's 100% minus one and you're the only one. You know what the smallest minority is in the universe? One person. But if that one person gets to be voted to be a slave by the other people, it doesn't matter if there's 300 million of them, then that democracy has done evil. So that's the danger with the idea of voting. It's not enough to vote. Voting doesn't mean right or wrong. It just means people choose. People can choose right or wrong. So how are you going to make sure that they don't choose wrong? You got to know what's right. You got to defend people's rights. So this is a very important moment here in American history where, sadly, we see democracy right in front of us. And, well, America's now, it's right there and people are doing it. So that's not a good sign because it means that Americans are not paying attention to what a republic is very clearly here. This is not a good development. So they're going to go and they're going to have popular sovereignty in Kansas, Nebraska, and they're going to fight each other and they're going to vote. They're going to try to vote. And then we get to the Civil War. And then the Civil War, we have a secession. What's that? That begins the Civil War. Another crucial word. Who hasn't done one yet today? Who knows what a secession is? Well, if you don't, you better highlight that one and get it in your notes. I think Patrick knows. Patrick, what's a secession?
I thought I did, though I didn't understand what we were doing.
Well, then pay closer attention, buddy. Jennifer?
Leaving a union.
Leaving the union, right, exactly. Getting out of the country, right? Now, can you do that? Can states secede from the union in America? Does it make sense to have a country where states can secede? I think we had this discussion before, but as a good reminder. Does it make sense? Why or why not? Rosetta?
No, it does not make sense.
Why not?
Because if a state gets angry with the leaders of the state, or the country, they'll just leave.
Okay. So here, so Rosetta says it doesn't make sense to have secession. So now, I kind of agreed with her, but now I'm going to disagree with her. Ha! Don't you like it when there's yes or no answers? Are you ready for a big challenge, everybody? Did not the United States secede from the British Empire? Oh, hey, yeah, wait a minute. Mr. Powell's right. The United States seceded from the British Empire. Oh, wait, so can you secede? Does it make sense to secede? Who thinks they know the answer? Patrick, you want to try?
No.
That's not the answer. Rosetta, you want to try again?
Yes and no.
Yes and no is the answer. So in other words, the answer is it depends. When does it make sense? When is secession good? Could it ever be good? When would it be good? Jennifer? When the government is bad, okay. And what did the Founding Fathers say? When you have tyranny and you're going to defend freedom and you're going to have a country of individual rights, then you're going to have to be independent. So it's not so simple, is it? Did the southern states, now let me ask the tough question. Did the southern states have a right to secede? That's a tough question now. Did they have a right? I'll tell you, the United States had a right to secede from the British Empire, 100%. Absolutely, because they were right, and the monarchy was wrong. So, that's settled. Did the southern states have the right to secede from the United States? Even if it doesn't make sense, you can't have a country that can fall apart, but you know what? If the country's government is a tyranny and it doesn't deserve to exist, then get rid of it. But did the southern states have the right to do that? Wyatt, go ahead.
No, because, well, at that that time, the government wasn't bad at all.
And what were and what did they want to keep by seceding?
Slavery.
Yeah, so that's the opposite of being right. They wanted to secede because they were wrong. So, yeah, they didn't have a right to go. I mean, no, they did not have a right. So, now, the United States could have said, well, good riddance, we don't want you around. But, you know, it was not going to be a good idea having this powerful slave country right next to you. Who would want that? Right? So, no, they weren't going to allow it. So, Abraham Lincoln said, all right, America, give me an army. It's time to settle this. Right? And then we're going to get the Civil War and so on. All right. So, well, we're out of time as far as that goes. But you have the class notes for week 25 through 28. So you can read up on that, remind yourself of the things that happened in the Civil War, how slavery was ended, starting with the Emancipation Proclamation, but not ending there. Right? We're going to have to get the amendments to the Constitution and stuff. Then we're going to have to put the country back together again. And we're going to have all that new technology we talked about last week. All right? So I'm going to go now and immediately put those test preparation sheets on your class web pages so that you have 3 whole days to work on it. Good luck with that. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.